Okay, now, we are, now, we don't have time to get started another one, but actually, let's do one. Let's do a real quick one. Let's do gold. How many of you, when you took this class, thought you were going to buy gold? Anybody? What do you think? Gold. I want to buy gold. Like, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. How many am I got? Six? Yeah, six slides. Let's burn through this real fast. Don't do it. Go ahead. If you want to buy some gold coins, they look pretty. Where are you going to store them? You'll bury them in the ground somewhere? Hope you don't forget where they buried them. You're going to put them in the safety deposit box at the bank? In plain sight, out so people can see them. Don't put them in the bank. Don't put them in the safety deposit box. Because if you bought gold for the reason that the world is going to fall apart, and the world does fall apart, and you say, I got my gold, you're not going to be able to get inside the bank. There's going to be armed guards in front of the bank. And that gold in the bank is no longer yours. They'll give you cash for it. The government will take it. So don't do it, okay? And I like what Tom Petrino said. If your reason for owning gold has something to do with the end of the world as we know it, shotguns and canned food would probably be more practical investments. Because when does gold... Okay, by the way, we'll look in a minute. But if you're interested in the stocks of the miners... Treat it like a stock. The gold stocks, the companies that actually dig it up out of the ground, one part of the world, send it to another part of the world, bury it in the ground and put an armed guard in front of it. They might be good investments. And then there are actual mutual funds that buy gold on your behalf. But how do you know they're actually buying gold and not lead that's been painted gold? You don't know that. Silver. Would you buy silver?
Depends.
There's actually, see, this gold isn't really useful for much of anything, folks. It's a great electrical conductor, but there are far more cheaper. Not quite as good, but they're a whole lot cheaper. But in your cell phone, there's a tiny little bit of gold somewhere in parts that are really important. But don't sell your cell phone for the gold, okay? But silver is actually very useful in the industry. Silver is still a big need for silver. What was the biggest use for silver? Anybody know? It's gone now. That's these guys. Catalytic converters, that's these guys. Film. Some of you are old enough to remember the little yellow boxes said Kodak on them. You remember those? You younger folks, you don't remember them. You do? Okay. Well, no more film, right? Now, these guys, Carlos, these guys actually do have some usage. Palladium, platinum, rhodium. The catalytic converter in your car is often worth a whole lot more than the engine. In fact, there's thieves that will steal your catalytic converter. And now you're screwed. And you go to the dealer and they say, oh, it's $2,500 to replace. So there. Maybe you want to buy that for the coming demand for catalytic converters and battery and fuel cells and stuff like that. But when anybody says, I want to buy gold, I show them this. Remember this from chapter 1? When does gold do well? When the world is about to end. 1860s? Civil War, 1930s, fascism, Great Depression, World War II, 1970s when inflation started to take hold and gold skyrocketed to $800 an ounce.
Also height of the Cold War.
Height of the Cold War, right. $800 an ounce. And I remember the lines of people going to sell their gold. Like, hey, I'm going to sell my gold. It then went down to $250 an ounce 20 years later. Not quite. 1999, $250 an ounce. And then skyrocketed in the 2000s to 1,200 or something like that. What is it, 1,300? It hit 1,700, but now it's down about 1,300, 1,200. So what are you doing when you're buying gold? Does it pay dividends? Interest? Rent? Does it find new markets? Create new products? It's pure speculation. It's pure speculation. So you better be good. You better know when to buy, when to sell, when to buy, when to sell. And good luck if you want to buy gold. Now, how about diamonds and rubies and emeralds? You want to buy diamonds and rubies? No, don't buy diamonds. In fact, they're making diamonds now. And they will make diamonds for you. Because what are diamonds made out of?
Carbon.
Carbon. Everybody say carbon. What are diamonds made out of?
Carbon.
Carbon. What are you made out of?
Carbon.
Carbon. So, if Aunt Tia Maria passes away, and you get the ashes after she's been incinerated, you can send some of the ashes to one of these companies, and they will turn her into a diamond, and you can wear Tia Maria on your, or Fluffy, your dog, or Fido. You don't believe me, do you? You don't believe me? Okay, he believes me. Well, I didn't say it wasn't weird, but that's what's going on now. You go to these websites, and you can send the ashes in, and they will send you back a diamond. Okay, so don't buy diamonds. What else? Somewhere along the line, okay, give me a couple minutes. Somewhere along the line, someone's going to say, oh, you're interested in, you know what you're talking about investments? The best investment is fine art. Are they right? Yeah. But only for a tiny little bit of the fine art market. And you got to know exactly what you're doing, because mostly what you're doing, and this is the guy who runs Christie's Auctions, don't buy art as an investment. You buy art because of what it, you know, does for you, makes you think, feel, emote, but don't think you're going to hit the big time. You might do it. You might buy that piece that's a Thomas Kincaid that nobody, they had it in their attic, they didn't know what the hell it was, it's worth $40,000, they didn't even know that, they sold to you for $100. But don't bank on it, all right? Same thing is true for Beanie Babies and baseball cards and Barbie dolls. And yes?
But for most of the art that's like worth something, don't you have to be exceedingly lucky to buy
that? Yes, or just damn lucky. Find somebody who has something they don't even know what the hell it is, and they'll sell it to you for $500 and it's worth $50,000 or whatever. Yeah, you just got to be really, really wealthy and buy a Picasso for $1.2 million. You know what else is really? Musical instruments. You go to the symphony, and some of these violins and cellos are worth hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. So what do investors do? Very wealthy investors. They buy Stradivarius or Guarnardi, whatever. They then loan it to the symphony. The symphony now has to buy the insurance or back up the price of the thing. They get to use it. Meanwhile, the damn thing keeps going up in price and price and price. But again, it's pure speculation. Because the symphonies don't have that kind of money. They're just keeping the thing alive. But the one guy, anybody into the symphony? The first cellist at the San Diego Symphony has a Guarnardi. You heard of Stradivarius, that's for violins. Guarnardi are cellos. This thing is worth, I don't know how much. Outrageous. I forget the number somebody threw out. Like, I wouldn't want to touch it. Because they're not really that. You know, you could drop it and so, you're going to buy art as an investment?
No.
And so, the maximum capital gains tax rate on most all investments is currently 50%, 20% if you're making $600,000 or more. Could be as low as 5% or even 0%, depending on what your tax bracket is. But you have to pay 28% on gold, art, collectibles, and you can't put them in your IRA. So you think the Congress is trying to tell you something? Yeah. Stay away. But, you know, you might be into... I had a student who said he was into comic books. He collected them. And, you know, they buy them and they never read them. They just put them in these plastic things and store them away. He saw the very first... This was a million years ago, right? The very first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He picked it up. He looked at it. Nah. Because they come out with new ones every couple of months, right? And then they disappear. Dan, and this was 20 years ago. He said that thing would have been worth $9,000 now.
Wow.
Dan. Oh, well. Okay, so next week we'll continue with a few of the odds and ends and discuss the final. And we'll have the questions for the final ready on the website. If you have any baffle the brokers, please turn them in and don't short stocks. Okay, who snuck in?